Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 19th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Sweden becomes first to exit negative rates, slightly higher open, and impeachment process and the markets. Leading today's news: despite a weakening economy, Sweden's Riksbank has swum against the tide of global monetary policy by hiking its benchmark repo rate by a quarter point to 0.0%. The move, which ends half a decade of negative rates, may have other central banks admit to some downside amid fears of penalizing good savers, supporting companies that might otherwise collapse, and inflating bubbles in the property market. Kicking the unconventional addiction is not easy, however, with rates still negative in the Eurozone, Hungary, Japan, Denmark, and Switzerland. In other news, market reaction has been relatively muted so far as the Democrat-led House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of justice. The case will now go to the Republican-controlled Senate, where the trial is likely to be dismissed or end with Trump being acquitted. Wall Street fell short of extending its five-session winning streak on Wednesday, as stocks reversed gains late in the day, though futures are now pointing to a slightly higher open. The S&P 500 fell as much as 4.9% on October 8, 1998, the day the House voted to begin impeachment proceedings against President Clinton, before trimming losses to end the day down 1.2%. By the time Clinton was acquitted by the Senate in February 1999, the index was up 28%. Markets shrugged off an impeachment inquiry against President Nixon on February 6, 1974, but the S&P 500 fell around 30% until his resignation due to Watergate. There were other forces at play, however, including Nixon's decision to suspend the gold standard and a recession following the oil shock of late 1973. With shares of Nike up 35% YTD, investors are expecting more good news when the sneaker giant reports FQ2 results after the bell. The company is likely to show growth in profits and revenue amid success in selling merchandise directly to consumers in-store and online, though focus will be on North America, where Nike has struggled to meet market expectations in recent quarters. Also, watch out for comments about new CEO John Donahoe, who takes over for Mark Parker when he steps down in January. Facebook is airing its first ad at the Super Bowl as part of the social network's More Together campaign, which launched in May. The spot will have cameo appearances from Chris Rock and Sylvester Stallone and display how people from different backgrounds come together over shared interests and experiences, all through Facebook's groups. Fox has been selling 30-second slots for more than $5 million, Variety reported in November. Amid a 737 MAX production halt and grounding extension, Moody's has cut Boeing one level to A3, four levels above speculative grade. The agency sees long-term risk to the company's reputation, which could jeopardize its financial future, as well as increasing program costs and claims for compensation. Overnight, Norwegian Air's acting CEO told a podcast, released by DNB Markets, that he hopes to secure a deal with Boeing by year-end over compensation for the 737 MAX grounding. The next step in the self-driving revolution is taking shape as California approves a broader variety of autonomous vehicles to be tested on the state's public roads, including small to mid-sized trucks and vans. Companies testing vehicles without a human test driver behind the wheel will have to build in a link to a remote operator and must agree to share data with the state. While 65 firms currently hold permits to test autonomous vehicles in California, only one company, Alphabet's Waymo, has attained a license to test fully driverless vehicles. Amazon, Apple, Google, and the Zigbee Alliance have announced a new partnership called Project Connected Home over IP. It will create a new standard that will make it easier for the fragmented ecosystem of smart home products to work together. The project is built around a shared belief that smart home devices should be secure, reliable, and seamless to use, the company said in a press release. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, is sending a letter to Boris Johnson asking the UK Parliament to grant Scotland the right to hold another independence referendum. If he responds no again, Sturgeon says she will consider all reasonable options to secure Scotland's right to self-determination. Scotland, part of the United Kingdom for almost 313 years, rejected independence by 55% to 45% in a 2014 referendum, but that was before Brexit. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and S&P 500 are set to open in the green, with the Nasdaq flat, crude oil steady, and gold unmoved. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.